China has assumed the presidency of the UN Security Council, a position that it last held in July 2007 when it led the authorization of a UN peacekeeping force for Darfur. At that time, Beijing appeared to be responding to a global campaign by activists, in advance of the Olympics, to shame China into using its influence to address human rights crises in locales in which it has significant economic investments. But China's actions have belied its rhetoric, and it has continued to protect deadly dictators in places like Darfur, Burma, and Zimbabwe. A revised strategy must put greater focus on China's wallet. China's rapid emergence as a global economic powerhouse has come about in part due to its willingness to do business with despotic regimes. This bad behavior is often considered good business, but China's current policy poses a major threat to its longer-term economic interests. To change this pattern, a new administration in Washington and activists around the world need to focus on Beijing's investment strategy, demonstrating how its present foreign policy undermines its economic interests and offering China real alternatives. Leaders and activists can use two points of leverage, one positive and one negative. On the positive side, as China increasingly integrates into the global economy, Beijing must play by the rules if it wants others to do so. The U.S. should remind China that defying basic human rights, environmental and labor standards will adversely affect its commercial interests, particularly by using multilateral mechanisms like the World Trade Organization to impose a cost on China's errant practices. On the negative side lurks the greatest threat to China's long-term growth potential. By allying itself with some of the world's most oppressive, violent dictators in a grab for natural resources, China earns the enmity of rebels and opposition officials who will remember who kept their enemies in power. The blowback in Sudan, for example, could be explosive. A return to full-scale civil war would directly threaten Chinese oil interests, as rebels there would make the China National Petroleum Company their first target. The blowback in Sudan, for example, could be explosive. A return to full-scale civil war would directly threaten Chinese oil interests, as rebels there would make the China National Petroleum Company their first target. Reminding China of its economic interests in peace in Sudan presents an opening. The Chinese government is not entirely a lost human rights cause. We just need to revise the roadmap. Read more on enoughproject.org. I'm David Sullivan for the Enough Project.